Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy. Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy.
The advice to chimneys in the world. All the chimney knocking down at the door. All of the bitches taking to the floor. Jimmy, give me more. Jimmy, give me more. I can tell now what you want to know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste. All this time now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick? Or I've now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt. Now, giving you all of this, what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing. Body grooming, nigga, I'm feeding. Bad bitch, I'm hibbering, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Listen, now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little lamb bitch you win. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. Have a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live, and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on.
Legendary Oso Melon, Icon Angel Yamamoto, Icon Danny Ebony, MCs for the evening, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Johnny Milan. Where? At the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables. 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida. 33145. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS starts at 9 p.m. Ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables, $250, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Eight general tables, $200, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number one, best dress, 5 points. Mini grand prize number two, bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number three, open to all team space, 3 points per space. Mini grand prize number four, pride awareness campaign as a house, 5 points. Come in peace or leave in pieces.
It's Jets Kelly.
Get back to the ball later on that evening to be there, y'all know, because my sister was coming, my sister MC Deborah was coming out, and I had to make sure I was there, you know, to give her that encouragement and that push that she needs when she's out for LSS. So after that, y'all never see me no more all night at the ball, because after the grand prize realness category for the 3,000, they called my sister out, and after they called my sister out, I left the ball after that and went back to my room and had to relax and bring it down. So y'all didn't see me for the rest of the night because I was gone, and I didn't come out last night as well because I was just exhausted from the whole weekend and stuff of that nature. But we're definitely going to give y'all the shit, honey, and everything, honey. I hope y'all love seeing my sister MC Deborah out. I did not even know, bitch, that my sister was going to Walk Runway on Saturday, honey. Baby, she came out and she gave the girls a little old way. She gave the girls a little hand, bitch, and then she put the cane down, honey, and she did her walk down that runway, and she strutted that motherfucking runway. I gagged. I said, oh, so you was feeling it, sis. She gave the right, yeah, I was feeling it. So it was definitely a pleasure to definitely see her able to come out and walk runway and definitely get it and stuff like that and things of that nature. So I want to say, Jason Marcus, where are y'all hoes at? Are y'all shading me tonight? I see y'all numbers, honey. Okay. Everybody, welcome to the ear, my brother from another mother, Marcus Escada. Escada, baby.
Look, we was letting you get through your opening. We was letting you get through your opening, Kelly.
You know, I wanted y'all to be here and shit like that, honey, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But besides that, I had a great weekend. I definitely did have a great weekend. Okay, and to everybody that's been out there and asking questions, all the categories is out for the BBB Ball. You can go to the Big, the Bold, and the Beautiful event page on Facebook and definitely see all the categories. The ball is June 8th here in New York City, and it's going down. All categories are cash. All cash categories all night. I have 10 tables. I only have 9 more tables left. First come, first serve when it comes to tables. So I only have 9 tables left for my ball. And when those other 9 tables are gone, there will be no more tables for the BBB ball. But the categories are definitely out. Y'all can definitely go to the event page. Everybody, welcome to the air. My legendary brother from another mother. It's the legendary Jason motherfucking Bridges is live on the airwaves with us.
I'm here. I was giving you, you know how your callers like to press 1 and talk, so I was letting you get through that before I came on.
To Freeman, yes, I changed the date to June 8th because when I went to go to the venue to get the date of the 4th, it was already booked, and all the other dates for May was taken. So I definitely moved the date to June 8th. Here in New York City. So, you know, and I also want to thank, and while we're here on the live and we're doing the live, I definitely want to thank Amita Care for definitely sponsoring with the BBB Ball and giving money towards the BBB Ball. I also want to thank The Heat Project and Tim Lavin for also sponsoring categories at the Big, the Bold, and the Beautiful Ball. And I also want to thank Dallas Southern Pride for also sponsoring categories as well. And then I also have another anonymous sponsor that is also sponsoring some money as well for the BBB Ball. So it's definitely going down here in New York City. It's going to be a big thing. Grand prizes, Trans Man Realness, $2,000, honey, and all the rest of the categories is you got a mini grand prize is $500, and the name is Always in the Name of MC Deborah, and all the rest of the categories are $400 in cash. And tables are definitely on sale, so y'all better get y'all tables because first come first serve. And once those other 9 tables are gone, there will be no more tables at this ball that night. Okay. So, Jason and Marcus, how are y'all doing, darling?
I'm here, but I'm in pain.
Oh, damn. I just got a chill.
Well.
I just got a chill just came through my body. I got a chill that just came through my body, honey, okay?
Why
is that chill just came through my body? It ran through my soul. Honey, it made me feel my cooch for a second. Yeah, honey, it just sent the Jones through my bones.
Yes.
Well, it was that kind of weekend. It was that kind of weekend. It was bone shaking weekend.
It was bone shaking chilling weekend, honey, okay? Bitch. Honey, it was bone shaking chilling weekend. So what I do know about this weekend, honey, what I do know is I want to say congratulations to Nina Prodigy for definitely winning the $2,000 for realness. I also want to say congratulations to Father Omega Mizrahi from California for definitely winning the runner-up for the $1,000. I also want to congratulate Baby Hurricane for winning the 8-shit category. I also want to congratulate Exotic Miyake Muglia, Aurora Mother Muglia, for winning the $3,000. I also want to congratulate Yusef Miyake Muglia on his win as well. Let me see. What else I remember? That's it. I don't know who else won nothing else. Those are the only people that I remember that won, honey. I don't know nothing else.
Well, congratulations to Vito Tichy.
You said what?
Best Dress. Congratulations to Vito Tichy for winning the Best Dress Spectator. Hello?
Oh, no. Somebody asked me a question. Let me tell y'all something. Somebody asked me a question. Congratulations. Oh, my God.
Vito Tichy.
Oh, my God. What you said again, Marcus?
Vito Tichy.
Vito Tichy for winning Best Dress. Congratulations to Vito. Hey, sis, my sis is on that. My sis is on the line. Congratulations to Mother Bobby Prodigy for winning Perfect Tens. It's a lot of people that that made statements that night. Congratulations to Davina, to Mother Davina West for definitely for her win, honey. Okay, listen. No, because somebody that's I'm gonna tell y'all why I cracked up and I lost train of thought. Because someone on the live came on the live and they said they wanted to talk about my video that I did in the bathroom the other night. Okay? So that's why I bust out laughing and I couldn't get Vito's name out because I seen the comment about the video. So that's why I bust out laughing. But y'all know, honey, I was feeling my, you know, I had left the ball after my sister, and I went back to the hotel, and I was feeling my Mimi Fowles, honey, okay? I was trying to get flued out. Hey, sis, I was trying to get flued out, okay?
So how much did that shower curtain cost you?
The shower curtain, they cost me nothing. It's still up. Okay? The shower curtain was still up. I was trying to get a nigga to flew me up. Okay? Period, sis. Okay? What's up, Pooh? Okay? Period. Yes, it was a big thing. But no, I really enjoyed my weekend. Congratulations to Aurora East Coast mother Japan Chanel. Oh, what, Japan? You went back to the house of Chanel. Work. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Okay.
Do we have
back
any callers,
at home,
Kelly?
Honey. You said what?
Do we have any callers?
Call in Jason. Hold on, I got a text message. Yeah, call in Jason. I had one caller, but it was a private caller, and we wasn't there yet, honey. We had one pro. Wait, hold on. Listen, let me tell you something, bitch. Okay, stop playing in my face. Okay, I'm not even gonna say her name, bitch. But she's a West, bitch. You better stop playing in my motherfucking face, bitch. Okay, cause I'm gonna come to Atlanta and see your motherfucking ass. Hold on, y'all. Hello. Bye. Yeah, stop playing in my face, bitch. If I have to come to Atlanta and see you, bitch. Okay, I ain't here for the shit. She know who she is, bitch. I ain't even gotta say her name. I ain't even gotta say her name, bitch. I only got beef with one bitch in the motherfucking house. I only got beef with one bitch in the house of motherfucking West. And that bitch know who she is, bitch. And I'ma see that bitch when I go to motherfucking Atlanta, bitch, okay? I'ma fly that hoe on out. Okay, hold on. Everybody, welcome to the radio show, the icon, legendary, overall mother herself, Jason Prodigy, is on the airwaves with us.
Hello, Marcus. What's up, Kel?
Hey, Jason.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
We doing fine.
We tired.
So, Jason, you was hands-on this weekend, Jason. So, give us some highlights and some lowlights about this weekend.
I want to start off by saying thank you to the ballroom community for coming out in such large numbers like that. On behalf of myself, BRTV-TV, Caesar, Sanaya, everybody that's a part of Ballroom Throwback, we really appreciate the support. You know, Caesar has put so much work into everything that he does. And, you know, it was great to celebrate the 10-year anniversary with so many people coming out. I don't even know where to start. Let me start here. I want to say thank you to Ronika, Jay-Z Prodigy, to Snooki West, and to Jack Mizrahi, and Juana Lore, you know, for mandating and kind of handling the ball, you know, being the commentators. I did decide, you know, to assist them and getting the back under control because I wanted to make sure that we stayed on target and made sure we didn't run out of time because I know realness was going to be a highly contested category, and if it wasn't done right, we could have looked up and been on realness for a couple hours. So, overall, I think the ball was great. It was the first time that I can say, like, in a while that I had such a great, great, great time at a ball. Everybody came out and, like, drove to compete. Best Dressed Spectator was an amazing category, which I was kind of surprised at because most times the fashion girls don't really come out if it's not for a lot of money. But for $250, you know what I'm saying, they came out and they came out. Like, they came out. Like, it was a lot of male figures that walked. There was a lot of female figures that walked. They came to the ball dressed like that. So, you know, congratulations to founding father Vito TT on his win. After that, we went to open to all realness category, and a lot of guys probably didn't realize, but we decided to break the category down. Instead of 10 trophies, we broke it down to 12 trophies. So that's why we had an icon female figure category and an icon male figure category, just to separate it so that way, you know, the legends will battle the legends, the icons will battle the icons, and so forth. Unfortunately, I do not remember off the top of my head all of the winners for each realness category, but again, congratulations to Nina Prodigy for winning first place for the 2000 and Omega Mizrahi for second place with the 1000. That was just a very hot category. Even Femme Queen Realness, I haven't seen Femme Queen Realness hot like that in a very long time. Like, and a lot of girls came out, you know, they was reading, they was battling, they was selling it. You know, it was dope. It was dope.
If Africa or Little James or Chicken or Anthony don't come get Rima off my motherfucking phone, bitch, I'm booking me a motherfucking ticket to Atlanta, and I'm going to throw that bitch out. Go ahead, Jason.
Another highlight for me. What'd you say, Marcus?
I'm sorry. She meant pork chop. She said chicken.
Oh, pork chop. Sorry, pork chop.
Go ahead, Jason.
It was a lot of highlights for me. Another highlight for me was Butch. Look, let me just start with the face category. Period. I have not seen female figure face that hot in a while. I have not seen Butch Queen face that hot in a while. It was so many times that, you know, I got so engulfed on everybody else that was walking. I got so hyped like I was walking, like just like a little kid. To see Shanice Khan come back out in the way ballroom, like she set the building on fire. Like everybody went crazy when Shanice came out. And a lot of people don't know the category actually was inspired by Shanice because it was a ball in Florida. I forget whose ball it was, but it was bringing in a pair of jeans and a white T-shirt. And I think Lola had ended up winning over Shanice at that ball in Florida. So the category was actually inspired by Shanice. That's the category that Caesar really liked because you're able to get into, you know, their beauty without, you know, the gowns and the hair and, you know, all of the rigmarole. So to see all those ladies come out there like that, you know, from Lena to the new Balmain girl, I don't know her name, but I thought she was Tiffany when I first saw her. Who else walked? I'm drawing a blank. Oh, to Angel
Jason,
Rose.
You got an echo,
to...
Jason.
Oh, I got an echo?
No, not you, Jason Prodigy, Jason Bridge.
Oh. To Mila Balenciaga, just everybody that came out to walk, you know, female figure face, kudos to them. Butch Queen face, I thought Butch Queen face had died, but I guess I lied because them bitches fucking battled on Saturday. Like, I gagged them at Exotic, you know, no longer having his braces. He's back out walking. Jarrell Mugler, the way he sold it in that fucking pink from the back all the way to the front. Sky Garcon, Emery, Laraya, the Anthony Margiela. I ain't seen that baby. The shade that he was throwing selling face was just like nasty. Face altogether was just nasty, 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 nasty. Like that was definitely a highlight for me. What else? The $5,000 category. If I could just keep it real, overall, I was kind of, like, disappointed in everybody. But if I had to say, like, to me, someone who stormed the list that definitely made a statement, Kendall Mugler, like, definitely, definitely, definitely made a statement. You know, legendary Father James West, that was the best, like, look overall production, like, the entrance, like, everything, the attitude, like, his tins, nasty baby hurricane, same. I thought the battles were going to go different ways than what they went. But it was still, let alone, interesting to see how it all played out. Everybody that came out from Shadira, you know, my daughter, that's the first time Shadira has walked the ball in 7 years, like, to that magnitude. So it was good to see everybody out on the floor. Star Revlon, like, I even told her, you know, at the aftermath, like, I felt like they played in her face. Like, Star, to me, like, definitely, definitely, definitely was voguing down. It was just dope. It was just really, really a dope category.
Jason, they said, who tried? Kill
him
with that green smoke bomb.
I don't know who chopped Day with that green smoke bomb, but that green smoke bomb cost us $1,000 fine because we had to, you know, they called the fire department. So six fire trucks actually came. They were going to shut the ball down if I didn't show them where I put those green smoke bombs at. So I don't know why y'all wanted, you know, and Day did apologize to Caesar on Sunday about having a smoke bomb. He said he didn't realize it was going to do all of that. But, like, y'all got to be mindful when y'all do these confettis and these silly strings and all this kind of stuff. Like, you know, y'all can cause a lot of problems in the building, period, and just interrupt the flow of the ball because everybody was gagging with that damn green smoke. I was so damn mad. But I don't want to rush through all the categories, but, like, that's some of the highlights, you know, that I actually enjoy. I actually did also enjoy Runway. A lot of people were mad because it was process of elimination, but, you know, that's just how it goes. Like, sometimes somebody can walk in, you know, six people and then one person come out and get them and then one person come out and get them. Like, but the flow of the ball, the energy in the ball was definitely dope. And not to mention before this ball, the energy all weekend at balls were great. I even went to my first New York Kiki ball on Friday hosted by, you know, Jody and Shadi. Like, it was just dope. Like, the energy at the ball on Saturday was just amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, so all you hoes was in town and y'all went to the Kiki Bowl and shit and ain't nobody even tell me that they was at the Kiki Bowl, honey, okay?
Yeah, the Kiki Bowl was fun on Friday. But even also, too, I did make a post in the ballroom Clips and Dips group and I also made a post on my wall. I apologize to anybody that I may have yelled at or screamed at or was nasty to. But, you know, you guys got to remember, though the energy in ballroom, you know, y'all can't see, y'all want to storm the runway. I had no problem with y'all, you know, storming the runway and doing what y'all doing. But once y'all member gets tense, y'all got to clear off that floor because y'all make it so congested and so hard for people to vogue. Y'all in somebody's way. You know, y'all just want to stand there and just have a better seat. Or y'all feel like because y'all are certain people that y'all are entitled to be up front. Like, you know I did lose my cool a couple times and was snapping. But, like, y'all got to get out the way. Like, that's what the barricades are there for. They're there for so that everybody can, you know, have ample amount of room to do what they need to do and not jump on the table and all the other kind of craziness because they don't have no room to vogue or do whatever they need to do. But, yeah, I mean, I'll let people call in and talk or whatever. If they got questions, comments, concerns, I ain't going to run through the whole ball. But, yeah, that's it.
Hold on, y'all. Go ahead. Go ahead. If we have anybody that want to call in, feel free to press 1. The phone lines are open.
And not to mention, I also want to say another highlight for me was the fact to see MC Deborah walking on her own. Like, that brought a tear to my eye. And just like this, to us knowing, you know, all that Deborah has went through with her health issues and stuff like that, like to know that she's still, you know, pushing through, still fighting, and like God has definitely kept her covered. So that was another, you know, another highlight for me just to see her walking without the cane. Like that was amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Marcus, what were some highlights for you, Marcus?
Well, I thought Face was hot, Witch Queen Face. I thought that, what else did I really enjoy? Oh, American Runway, JoJo St. Laurent.
Oh, the All Americans, they didn't play.
No shit.
They did. And I loved the different renditions of Joker that was out there. It was different styles of Joker. So that was really dope. And whoever that boy was that was the West, baby, he was walking down. I don't even know what his name is, but his attitude, just everything, he was walking down. I don't know what his name is, but, yeah, that All-American was definitely dope. Definitely dope.
And what will be the last? I didn't watch performance. I mean, I guess FaZe. The battle between Lena and Lola.
Oh yeah, that was nasty. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that I did say this on Sunday at the aftermath, and I don't want to jump to the next day so fast because I'm sure people got tons of things to say about it on Saturday. But as ballroom, we need to get better with, you know, a lot of mediocrity has been celebrated for a long time, and I was disappointed on Sunday because, you know, the $1,000 performance category, you had to be a well-dressed, fashionable, you know, witch or warlock. And, you know, no Halloween costumes, no tutus, no dance shoes. You know, we wanted you to look nice. And a lot of y'all just are not grasping that. So when y'all do stuff and then people say things like, you know, oh, that's not fashionable, oh, that's not this, and we still let y'all get 10s, like, y'all really need to up y'all game up with these effects. Like, these effects, like, for too long we have just let y'all slide. And y'all get $1,000, $2,000, and y'all be looking like dog shit. Like, y'all really, as a community, we all of us leaders need to make sure that, you know, we're making sure that our kids are looking 1,000% hitting that floor because they're not following directions. Even on Saturday, you know, I'm going to call this out with the open to all runners category. You know, me and Caesar and Sanaya had also said a million times that it was calling for all black. It was people that had white shoestrings or, like, white in their shoestrings and white at the bottom of their sneakers and, like, what? Like, what are y'all doing? Like, come on. Like, I mean, of course, by the time I noticed it, it was already too late because the people already started getting 10s, and I wasn't going to cause no disruption or no ruckus. But that's why we put judges up there to judge. Like, y'all not even paying attention to what's going on. Like, we got to get better with that as a community.
They're not there to pay attention, Jason. They need to get it for free and to get a free drink.
Like, that's terrible. Like, it's terrible.
I think the judges, they're not there anymore to vote for the right person. They're there to vote for their House member. That's really all they're there to do, to ensure their House got a vote. And that's just their strategy. They're going to keep their head down and, you know, not try to cause too much of confusion. And that's, you know, unfortunate.
Because they're not here, because they're not really here for the shit.
Well, they got to be there for
and
the shit.
Ain't nobody And ain't nobody got time for all of that, bitch. If you gonna be up there, don't be playing with none of these girls' money, bitch. And then the girls read me, and then the girls read me when I sit up on the panel and I chop everybody. I'm only doing what was required of me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he even said, you know, judges packets in front of each judge in the order of categories, and he just still wasn't, I don't know what some of them was looking at. Like, I don't know, but, you know, hey, it's a ball happened.
But what I can definitely say is those tables was definitely laid for ballroom throwbacks. I'm so mad, bitch, that I was not at the ball until the end of the ball, bitch. So I could have got me one of those cakes off the table, bitch, honey, okay?
Yeah, the tables are definitely laced. But, you know, one thing I have to give, you know, Caesar, his props for it. Whenever he does have balls, them tables be loaded with so much stuff. Like, it'd be worth every penny versus, you know, you paying $3.50 for a table and you get, you know, some Sour Patch Kids, a couple cute little fans to blow, and a bunch of, you know, condoms on the table.
And then all you hoes that be getting there early, bitch, before the houses get there, stop stealing people's shit off people's tables.
Yeah, it was even some people that I noticed, but, you know, I quickly, you know, fixed that. They were moving tables around. Like, they switched tables, and this table was over here. Like, that's not how the seating chart was. Like, I don't know why people do that. But, yeah, like, no.
Yeah, because they be thirsty and shit and all types of shit, taking people's shit off their table. Bitch, if you want some food off the table, bitch, then you need to purchase a motherfucking table. Stop stealing people's shit off their table and eating their food and shit before they get to the motherfucking ball with your tired ass, bitch. Subway and McDonald's is right around the corner. You should have got something to eat before you came to the ball.
Well, who stole the people's thing?
It be a mess, yo. It really do, bitch. But the building was definitely packed. I gotta say congratulations to my girlfriend, the legend, the icon, Duchess LaJuan Ebony, on her return back to ballroom and snatching a female figure best dress, honey. So congratulations to Duchess.
Can we talk about that?
What?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. You here for it? What's up?
Ballroom. I understand that we have treasures in ballroom, but we need to stop judging people's names and judge what's in front of us. I don't care how you turned it 5 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 months ago. They should be judging what's in front of them. And it's unfair when you pick people that we all know should not win it. That's no shade to her because she didn't pick herself. The judges picked her. But shame on y'all. Shout out to Roxy Miyake Muglia for turning it. Y'all need to start being fair. I said it.
Lord.
Now everybody quiet. Everybody's thinking, but everybody quiet.
I got a ball coming up.
I got a ball coming up, too, but I'm going to be fair.
Well, I got a ball. You different, bitch. You can read them, and they're going to still come to your ball, bitch. I read them, bitch. They ain't coming to my ball, bitch.
I didn't
bitch,
read.
So, you know,
I'm telling the truth.
I got to tread lightly about the things that I say.
Jason, your thoughts?
Oh, to be honest, I don't really remember much about the category because I was getting the next category ready. So I didn't really – a lot of the stuff that happened for some of the categories, I had to go back and watch the clips because I was in the back, so I missed a lot of stuff. If it wasn't – the only category that made me connect to it was Faith and the $5,000 and Perfect 10s, you know, when Barbie had walked. No, I'm lying. A couple categories I connected to. I didn't connect to that one, sorry.
Well, Letitia, you not asked three times about these strawberries. What about the strawberries?
The strawberries on the table.
What happened with the strawberries? I don't know, Letitia. I'm trying to figure out what happened with the strawberries.
Well, what happened? I kind of think to a certain degree, which is about to be funny.
Oh, Letitia,
a lot of
she about to call
in. Yeah, shake
the
table.
A lot of judges wasn't paying attention. A lot of judges wasn't paying attention because they were sucking that food up. That's why.
Well, shit, honey. It's no shade. Let me tell you something, right? And it's one thing I could say is that I know that I've seen at the last two balls that Caesar had. At the end of the night, bitch, you don't have to worry about, bitch, the girls take all of this shit off the table at the end of the night at Caesar's ball. You know, you go to some balls, bitch, and at the end of the night, the ball be over, and you be gagging like, bitch, the girls don't bought all of this food and put all of this shit on the table, bitch, and the girls don't left it on the table. Bitch, Caesar ball, bitch, we be doing the aftermath, and you be seeing bitches in the back on the aftermath, bitch, walking out with food and all types of shit, bitch. They don't give a fuck.
No, they don't.
Okay. Say who said that the strawberries was good as fuck, honey, okay? Oh, the kids is gagging at those strawberries.
No, the strawberries that we gagging at was good.
Yes,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
So, Marcus and Kelly, what did y'all think about the $5,000 category?
Ooh, I got a ball coming up. No, I think what I expected didn't necessarily happen. I mean, like, some of the people came, like, how they were going to command the crowd. Maybe what I thought a little different, what ape shit was going to be. But overall, I think it, as the battles went on, it got more interesting and it got a little more entertaining. But I don't know. Some of the, well, those people were on the list too, so they couldn't have got chopped.
I know that's right. Kadon said those fruit platters was lit, honey. Okay.
Hi, Kadon.
Shout out to the icon.
Wait a minute. And congratulations to the legendary Mark Tichy on being overall father of the House of Tichy.
Yes, Mark.
What Mark? Mark Miyake Mugler is now overall father
of
Tichy?
No. Mark Karan Milan Tichy is the overall father of the House.
Mark. Okay, I know that's right.
And I also want to say congratulations and, you know, kudos to Benny Margiela and the House of Margiela. Like, you guys look amazing on Saturday. Like, y'all whole entrance. Also, congratulations. I believe they won Junior Sex Siren also. And D'Anthony won their first trophy, if I'm not mistaken, for Butch Queen Pretty Boy Face. So congratulations to you guys. I'm very excited to see, you know, what the Margielas are going to do. You know, now that they're out on the floor and the house is officially open. So, you know, congratulations to you guys. And Temperance. Woo! Temperance mug was on fire in that yellow. Like, I was kind of mad. She ain't have on no jeans and a white blouse to go out there and play. Like, Temperance was sitting.
Yeah.
Speaking of gags, congratulations to Icon Divine Lonvin. You definitely came in the building. And congratulations to Icon Rose Margiela.
Oh, yep, bro. Rose is the Margiela, yep. Overseer, I believe. Overseer Margiela.
All right, Overseer. Congratulations.
I know that's right. The girls are... And switching house. Congratulations to all the new barmaids, honey. The girls are switching houses and things of that nature.
Oh, all new bar. What new barmaids?
It's a lot. It was a lot. The woman that came out, Tiffany's daughter, is a barmaid.
Yeah, Tiffany's daughter. Yeah, she's a barmaid. Yeah. I thought
she's
a barmaid. When I first
walked in, barmaid. Yeah, it's a lot of barmaids.
I thought she was Tiffany.
Huh?
I said I thought she was Tiffany when I first saw her. I didn't even know she was somebody.
Oh yeah, that's Tiffany's daughter.
Wow, beautiful girl. She's a really pretty girl.
Yeah, honey, it's definitely gonna be a lituation, honey. I'm telling y'all, honey. Okay, shit about to get crazy out here in ballroom, honey. Okay. Shout out to all the new girls that switching houses and shit like that.
Any callers?
Okay.
Mother Baltimore, are you going to call in?
Honey, shout out. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, right? Because me and Jason was having a conversation. Me and Jason was having a conversation earlier, and I want to shout Jason out, okay? And I want to give Jason his life, bitch, because when you have members in your house that leave your house and go to other houses, you need to call those leaders and find out why members are leaving before you just take them. So I want to thank Jason because, bitch, Jason always gives me that respect and gives me that call, bitch, and asks me, but you have a motherfucking hoes. Tread lightly.
Well, I just think that that's how it should be done, period. Like, I don't like, you know, I haven't liked in the past when they do that shit to me, so... You know, I'll make sure that, you know, I do call the proper leaders first to find out, you know, what's going on before, you know, any inquiries or any contracts are signed because I don't want no nonsense.
Yeah,
oh,
the
so
girl.
Pop
the Prodigy?
Huh?
Is Pumps the Prodigy?
No, Pumps is not a Prodigy. Pumps is a 007.
Oh, okay.
Pumps hasn't even talked to anybody about being a Prodigy.
Oh, yeah, we said that. Oh, yeah, the return of the overall grandmother, the icon, Shanice Khan. We said that. We talked about that already. We got her. We gave her her life earlier. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
And if you want to talk about Sunday real quick, congratulations.
Yeah, go ahead.
To...
Talk about Sunday real quick because Jason is tired. He had a long weekend and he needs to go to sleep. He got to go to work in the morning. He got makeup to do on the set tomorrow. Go ahead. Talk about yesterday.
So yesterday, you know, congratulations to Day-Day, Balenciaga, and, oh, my God, I forgot her name. The woman's runway, Balenciaga. How did I forget her name?
Lolita?
Oh, my God. Just left off.
Not
Lolita. She won
Taylor?
Saturday and she won Sunday. No, not Taylor, no.
Venus?
Oh, my God. Can somebody on the live, I know Balenciaga's watching. What's her name? She walks face, too. Any event.
Lolita?
Congratulations. No, not Lolita. No, Lolita walks body. I haven't seen Lolita walk face. Congratulations to both of them for winning runway with $1,000. I will say this. Again, that was another category.
Karma. Her name is Karma.
Karma. Yes, Karma. That's her name.
Oh,
Karma.
From VA. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from VA. Congratulations to her for winning, her and Dennis for winning $1,000 last night. I will say this. I want to give a special shout out to Day-Day and to Mimi West, because the two of them definitely followed what me and Caesar had asked for the over prop, a sickening prop, and for just being in complete, you know, witch or warlock attire. Like, you know, I really appreciate that because it just goes to show that, you know, at least you guys, you know, for the $1,000 really put y'all all into it. A lot of y'all need to start following, you know, those examples and really start putting y'all all into the craft. Because we give out $1,000 now like it's $200. So it don't make no sense how we got all these $1,000 winners, but it's no memorable $1,000 look. Like, can y'all up the looks up? Like, step y'all game up. Like, step y'all games up. Congratulations.
And since you said that, I got a shout out to Mimi West for my naughty Catholic school girl look that I had on, honey. Shout out to Mimi West for my outfit, okay?
Also, too, congratulations to G Prodigy for winning the $1,000 performance, open to all performance that night at the Aftermath. Also, congratulations and shout out to Naima Marjela for winning for the female figures. It was so many hot battles with that open to all performance. One of my hottest battles that I thought was good was Blue Prodigy versus Lollipop Ebony. I thought that Remy's battle was hot. I thought Jesse versus Chi-Chi was hot. It was a lot of hot battles at the Aftermath with the performance for $1,000. So thank you, everybody, that came out, you know, to Vogue and, you know, represent and do their thing. Mother versus Mother, Father versus Father performance. I did my new move when you roll all over the floor type of situation. I debuted that last night. But shout out to Jarrell.
Who won that category?
Kenyon won the category But Jarrell had walked, Pampers walked, Corey St. Laurent walked, I walked, Jack walked, Jasmine Revlon walked. Am I missing anybody? It was
Africa
a father
walked.
From the house of, or Africa walked. It was another father from
walked.
Somewhere else that walked.
Oh, bitch, I'm mad I wasn't there, bitch. I would have stormed you hoes.
And it would be nice to kind of have that category again because it allows, like, you know, them to see, you know, your parents doing things that are fun. You know, having fun, enjoying, you know, just enjoying themselves. So thank you guys for everybody that came out and competed in that category. It was really fun. It was fun.
Yeah. Bitch. Revlon Reloaded, New York City mother. Executive Realness, Tabitha Revlon, congratulations on your win, honey. Yes, the Revlons are definitely reloaded, honey, and back with a vengeance. Honey.
Any callers, Kelly? Any callers?
Oh, yeah, hold on. We have a caller. 204. 716, you're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit, or are you just here?
I'm here for the shit. Good evening, Kelly.
Good evening.
How are you this evening? How did you like
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
Saturday. I'm well, you know. So what did you think about the ball Saturday?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What did you think about the ball on Saturday?
I wasn't at the ball on Saturday.
You didn't go to the Knockdown Center?
I wasn't at the ball on Saturday. I just told you at the beginning of the show. I was there for the realness category. After the realness category, I walked my sister out and I had to leave.
Oh, that was a lovely function for my first time attending.
Oh, so you enjoyed yourself for being your first time at a function?
Yeah, it was a little rocky at first, but I guess it kind of smoothed itself out.
Okay. So what was your highlight of the night?
Sex siren category.
Oh,
it's always the sex siren. The kids love the sex siren.
Speaking of which, congratulations to Corey Mugler for winning the $1,500 for sex siren overall.
Yes, Corey. Another 1,000 plus.
Jason and Marcus, talk. I'm taking care of something right now.
Oh, okay. I thought the caller was still wanting to talk about the ball. Does the caller still want to talk about the ball?
The caller is there.
Caller.
Oh, no, the caller has hung up. They hung up.
Any more callers?
Any more callers? If y'all ask me to pin the number like y'all going to call in, honey, but y'all be acting like y'all scared, like y'all not here for the shit. Honey, stop acting scared. Ain't nobody going to bite y'all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody gonna bite you. Okay, I'm back. I had to take care of something real quick.
You're pissing me off, Kelly. You're pissing me off.
No, I had to. Somebody was. Listen. I'm. It's a lot of shit going on, honey. And somebody was texting me, and I had to respond back to that text. If you know, if it wasn't something urgent that I could have just waited for, I wouldn't have responded back. Okay.
Oh, well,
since
we're talking about up-and-coming events, All Roads Lead to the List, April 27th, 2019, in Philadelphia, hosted by yours truly, Ballroom Throwback, and Philadelphia Black Gay Pride. The categories are out on Facebook. I will be doing some additions. I'm going to add a couple categories, too, but look out for that shortly.
Yeah,
that's
honey. Okay. We about to go on tour, honey. Okay, it's about to be a lituation around this motherfucker, honey. Okay, but I'm just telling y'all.
I'll I'll be in Detroit this weekend. Then after Detroit, I got to come back to Philly. Then after Philly, I got to go to Chicago. After Chicago, I think I got a break. Yeah, I think I got a break. Then it's on to me. Yeah,
y'all not
going
to keep sitting up here. Y'all not going to keep sitting up here and talk about my Mimi Frost, honey, okay?
What hotel did you make out? Where you broke the door? What hotel did you
at? I was at the DoubleTree.
In Times Square.
Bitch, and I did not break the shower rod. You want me to send you my bank statement? Bitch, I did not break no shower rod. Hold on, we got another caller. 267-552. You're live on the air. 267-552. You're live on the air.
They hung up on us.
Yeah, they hung up. I guess they must be ain't want to get on, honey. Okay. Yeah, I was at the DoubleTree in Times Square.
Well, look where.
Hotel prices wasn't even that bad this weekend in New York, surprisingly.
It wasn't. Hotel prices is never really that bad. Hotel prices is really never that bad in New York. It's about you got to just make sure that it ain't like no conference or no events going on that weekend in New York. And other than that, it's going to be good. And I don't know what promoter put together that Ladies of Soul show on Friday at the Barclays Center, but that shit was horrible, and I want my motherfucking money back for those motherfucking tickets, okay? I left and went back to my room and didn't even watch the whole motherfucking show, okay? I left after fucking Mario. The shit was horrible. Mario had all this bass in his music, bitch. They had one-ass, dirty-ass stage and all type of shit and all these bitches. It was a horrible-ass motherfucking show, bitch. It was a waste of time and a waste of money. Whatever promoter put that shit together, I need my motherfucking $175 for each ticket back.
$175. Well, who was supposed to be there?
Yes. It was Lil Kim, Faith, Mario. It was a bunch of different people, bitch. It was a bunch of different artists.
But that
shit was horrible, bitch. $75.
You got up to $75. Where the other $100 come from?
No, I was in the front, bitch. What do you mean?
Yeah, but you said Little Kim, Faith, and Mario. That's about all three together. That's about 75.
No, Marcus. It was like 8 to 10 different people that was on the headline.
Well,
I just don't know all the headliner. Bitch, I don't know who was the headliner. They had K. Michelle was there as well. Marsha Ambrosia.
That's another five.
Bitch, it was a lot.
That's another 10. Okay, about $100. That's the most.
I'ma fuck you up. So you calculating the name by the money.
Kelly, I got Caesar on the phone.
Hi.
Just wanted to thank everyone for. You don't hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Caesar. They hear you, Caesar. Oh, he was just there on the web. Hold on.
Let me get him. Hold on. Let me get him. I'll get him right now. I'll get him from right here.
Please leave your message for 929.
Jay said take that off. Okay, hold on.
I got him right. Hold on.
I'm going to get him right here. Hold on.
Please leave your message for 929-270-8203.
Really, Kelly?
Please.
She did all of that.
She did all that just to go anyway.
I don't know what's going on. I was trying to call him, but I don't know what's going on. Text him and tell him I'm going to call him.
Oh, he said, what? Hold on. There he is, Kelly.
I don't feel like talking no more. I'm over it. I don't feel like talking no more. I'm over it.
Child, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay? Don't do that to the community. They love you.
Thank you, everyone, for supporting that came out from near or far each night. I appreciate every single one of you. I'm tired. I'm trying to give me some sleep, but I thank every single one of you.
Oh, we appreciate all you have done with Ballroom Throwback and giving back to the community. Is he still there, Jason?
No, he's not there.
Oh, my God. Why y'all asking? Y'all haven't been listening, okay?
What are they saying?
Why didn't I do an aftermath? I didn't do an aftermath because, bitch, I wasn't there for the ball. I was there for not even two categories. I was there for two categories: best dress, realness, walking MC Deborah out, walking to my Uber. Okay, that was it. Besides that, I don't know what happened. I was chilling. Yeah, to pin my hair up, chill, okay? So, is there anything else y'all would like to talk about?
Snooki, you did a really good job. I'm very proud of you.
Yes, you did.
I'm definitely seeing your growth. That's hard for me to tell people, but you really did a good job. I have to give you a shout out.
Yes, he did.
Yes, definitely shout out to Snooki West, honey, for doing the damn thing, honey. Okay, she definitely be on the shit, honey. She's definitely here for the shit. Okay.
Jason LaBeija, why are you so quiet?
What'd you say?
Jason LaBeija.
He was echoing. Jason, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
I know you gotta go to bed. Good night.
Yes, good night.
He booked for another show tonight.
Yes. Okay. Bitch, it's hard work out here, honey. Yes, definitely, honey, okay? Hold on. Wait, I'm about to do a text. Honey, hold on. I need to play a commercial. Hold on, give me 1 second. Oh wait, hold on.
The Power of Pride Ball, the 10th annual Pop X Friday, 5 April 2019. Host, Cashman's Rock, legendary Oso Melon, icon Angel Yamamoto, icon Danny Ebony, MCs for the evening, icon Jack Mizrahi and Johnny Melon. Where? At the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables. 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33145. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS starts at 9 p.m. Ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables, $250, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. 6-10. 8 general tables, $200, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. 6-10. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number 1, best dressed, 5 points. Mini grand prize number 2, bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number 3, open to all team space, 3 points per space. Mini grand prize number 4, pride awareness campaign as a house
support. Come in peace, but leave in pieces.